Let's go to Studio 8 then. Steve Wall and Joe Wall are there, and they're brothers, and they're also part of the Walls, but they're also the Stunning. Hello.
Hello, Ray.
So you're wearing your Stunning hats today.
Yeah.
Do you have to decide every morning whether you're going to be a Wall or a Stunning?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Which cap will we put on?
Yes. You
know, we try to make sure that we're both wearing the same ones on the right day.
You get confused. Yeah. I didn't know this, but so you split up as a band and then you re-released Paradise at the Picture House in 2003, and there was a huge demand for gigs, and then you decided you were going to get back together every 4 years, and then you decided every 2 years, and where is it at now?
We haven't really broken up again. That's the thing. We just keep it going.
Yeah, we keep it going. We discovered that there's money to be made in breaking up and reforming, you know. So we broke up in 94 after 7 years, and then we hadn't intended on reforming, but when we put out Paradise in the Picture House, we reissued it 10 years later because loads of people were looking at it. Everyone had it on cassette back in the day. Something like 90% of the sales of that album are on cassette, and all the cassettes got chewed in the car stereos and the ghetto blasters and the little Walkmans. Thankfully they got chewed because everybody was looking for it on CD.
Yeah.
So we reissued it on our own label, and a chap called Donald Scannell, who and his sister Susan Scannell, they basically approached us and said, listen, this is a classic Irish album. What are you going to do to promote it? And we had no plans to promote it. We were just putting it out on our own label. And they said, you've got to get the band back together and tour this. So we did it, and it was a huge success. And we didn't realise there were so many people that still want to see the Stunning. All the fans, younger brothers and sisters, there was a whole new audience there.
Yeah.
They were too young to go to gigs at the time.
But they were listening to the cassette.
They'd heard their older brothers and sisters playing the music in the house, you know.
And that's a phenomenon, isn't it? That the younger brothers and sisters aspire to the musical tastes of their older brothers and sisters.
They probably had no choice. They were probably hearing it in the car on the way to Butlins and wherever. No,
that's a great that one, you know, because I'm sure people listening now, there was only one cassette in the car, and if they were going from Dublin to West Kerry or something like that, they'd get 10 plays on the journey.
We still hear so many stories from people who'd say, I copied your cassette loads of times, you know, and sent it to friends in Boston and Germany and all of this, and you know, it was great.
And you said, that's illegal. You owe me money. Okay, we'll have a longer chat after 4 o'clock, and I'll go over to Studio 8 and join you. But you're going to kick us off today with some live music. What are you going to sing for us, lads?
We're going to sing a song dedicated to Vladimir Putin. This is called Everything That Rises Has to Fall.
Go for it.
Radio 1.
Now back we go to Studio 8 and to the Stunning, Joe and Steve Wall. How are you doing, lads, again?
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray. We're still here in the bunker.
Well, it sounds great. It sounds great. So you've become a sort of a, this is your word, not mine, a festival band, which is great.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. We tend to do, the Stunning tend to do a lot of gigging in the summertime, which is great. All the outdoor gigs. And one of the things that is brilliant in Ireland at the moment is that there's a lot more smaller festivals than there used to be, and they're really good all around the country. And a lot of it actually is community-based and very often in affiliation with the GAA, the local GAA, and they organise really good gigs now. So some of our best gigs in the last number of years have been those kind of gigs.
they appreciate you coming down, I suppose. So I'm looking at the stunning Claire Morris Folk Festival. That's Sunday, May 1st. July 17th, the Galway International Arts Festival. August 12th, Revival Festival, Listowel. And then a big gig in December, which seems a long way away, but you're in the Olympia Theatre on December 10th.
Which is actually my birthday, Ray.
It's just, birthday. Right.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
There's a new one added to that, Ray, that's in Saturday, June 11th, where the Knoll in North Carolina, the Knoll Garden Party.
Okay. Well. And that's Saturday, June 11th.
Saturday, June 11th, Knoll Garden Party.
Right.
And the Olympia is Joe's birthday. It's not a particularly significant one, but on December 10th, but I'm sure we'll celebrate it.
I'm sure you will.
The last time I tried to shake a bottle of champagne on stage on the Olympia was back when they used to do the midnight at the Olympia gigs. And I can't remember what we were celebrating. Someone had given us a bottle of champagne. I think we had a number one album or something.
I think we were celebrating somebody giving us a bottle of champagne, actually.
I was shaking it, shaking the bottle, and then the cork came off. And as I was shaking it, the whole bottle, because it was wet, flew out of my hand and into the front of the audience. I don't know who it hit, but they didn't seem to be too bothered about it.
That was in the pre-health and safety years, where you'd be delighted to be hit by a champagne bottle.
You wouldn't be allowed to do that now. I didn't know this, and I've been speaking to you for over 30 years, interviewing you on radio and television, but you're originally from Dublin. I sort of should have known that there was something different about you. You weren't pure country lads.
The accent, probably.
Yes, yeah. So, Steve, when did you leave Dublin?
We moved down to, I was 13 years old, so Joe would have been a couple of years younger than me.
11, yeah.
11, and we moved down to, because our mother was from the Liberties in Dublin, and our dad is from Ennistymon, County Clare. So we moved down there to take over his family's shoe shop. So that's what we did.
It was 1976.
And it was very interesting, because it was sort of like going back in time. Rural Ireland was very different then, not like it is now. So we were plonked straight into the Christian Brothers, which was a bit of a shock.
But I suppose it made you the man you are today.
Absolutely.
And that combination of the 10 years or so in Dublin and the rest of it down there.
Yeah, we wouldn't change it for the world, Ray.
Yeah.
We're kind of a mongrel breed.
And your mum was true blue dub, was she?
Yeah, true blue dub. So it was a big change for her as well, but she was great. You know, she got involved with the Burren Action Group. We just planted a tree for her, actually, in her memory, up in the Burren facing Mullaghmore Mountain, because the Burren Action Group got together to try and stop a development at the mountain, which would have actually destroyed the place. So that was a 12-year battle, and they won. So it was great. It's still an area that's untouched by man, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
A very rare win, Ray, to win a battle like that 15-year battle against the state.
And that's lovely, planting a tree in memory of your mum. She died...
2018.
4 years ago now, and you miss her terribly by the sounds of it.
She was fantastic. She was the one, I suppose, she introduced us to a lot of music growing up, There was a great, in her house in Dublin, there was all our aunts and everything, and our granddad and grandparents, they had fantastic record collections. So that's where we heard music first. There was Elvis records, and all our aunts had records from the likes of the Kinks and Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald. There was, all the generations in that family. There was seven of them. So,
and my mother was also, our mother, sorry, Steve, she was big into classical music as well. So she had a lot of classical records, and her big favourite was Delius. She loved Delius.
So you were steeped in music of all kinds.
Steeped in it, yeah.
And you were acting away, Steve.
Well, acting the maggot.
Acting the Aegis, yeah.
yeah.
What would be, anything you should tell us about? Or
I did a show last summer, a Western. And so I'm really excited about this one. I think it's going to be fantastic. It was shot in Spain, but it's in an area that looks like Montana and Wyoming, because that's where it's set. So it's set in the 1890s when America was being carved up, I suppose, into big cattle ranches and all of that. And all these settlers, clodbusters or sodbusters, as they were called, were sort of coming head to head with ranchers and all of that. So it's a 6-part series. Emily Blunt is the star. And I'm in it with Stephen Ray as well, and a group of fantastic cast.
And is it Netflix or what is it?
It'll be Amazon
Prime.
And BBC.
Yeah. Oh, and BBC, great. Yeah.
So that's next autumn.
Okay. And do you mind me asking about your brother, Vincent? Because people will know that, you know, that horrific thing that happened in 2017 and you lost your niece in that terrible car accident. How is Vincent doing?
Vinny's doing pretty good. Yeah, he's doing fine. If you were to meet him, Ray, you wouldn't really notice anything, you know. A lot of he does have issues. He had quite a serious brain injury, so he still has sort of lingering issues from that he may never totally shake off. And also sort of neurological things in terms of his eyesight. He's problems with his eyesight and movement as well. And at certain times, I think it's kind of one of these intermittent things that comes up, creeps up on him when he least suspects it. But generally, he's getting on well, and he's in good form and
good,
getting on with
good
things,
to hear.
You know.
Good to hear. Yeah. And our thoughts are with himself and Amy. Horrific story. Now, you're going to sing us out. Is this brand spanking new music?
Yeah,
it is. You've got a radio exclusive.
World exclusive
on the radio.
Yeah, right, go when you're ready. Just
This song hasn't even been recorded.
Okay,
yeah,
it's that
so
new.
Hopefully this will heal some of the hatred in the world at the moment and all the
we can do
the
that.
Bad vibes
yeah.
and everything. Yeah. It's called Some Sweet Love.
The Stunning.
See the first cracks of light as day erases night from the sky. And the rain like champagne dances on the pavement where you lie. And the cold cannot enter this place. Well, I've got all I want, all I need, all I got. Well, I woke up in a hotel in a city from a desolate dream. Through the walls I hear the chaos and the calls of a million machines. And the sirens wailing just like the song of a desperate bird singing all I want.
That's lovely, lovely harmonies. The Stunning, Joe and Steve Wall. And you can find out about gigs, thestunning.net. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Mind yourself. Stay safe. Bye. That's it from us. Cormac is on the way. We are back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Enjoy the bit of sunshine and the extra hour that we're getting of daylight. Talk to you on Monday at 3 o'clock.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.